Washington, this is VOA News. More U.S. airstrikes in northern Iraq. Ukraine forces push into rebel-held city. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. For the second straight day, U.S. military forces carried out airstrikes to support Kurdish fighters as they tried to gain control of a strategic dam in northern Iraq from Islamic State militants. U.S. defense officials say Sunday's 14 raids destroyed or damaged armed vehicles, armored personnel carriers, and an Islamic State checkpoint. The U.S. says it used a mix of fighter jets, bombers, and unmanned drones in conducting the latest attacks. Kurdish fighters report they have retaken the eastern half of territory near the Mosul Dam on the Tigris River, which provides electricity and irrigation for much of the region. The government in Canberra estimates 150 Australians have flown overseas to help militant groups, including the Islamic State. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Islamic leaders say without their efforts, the number of radicalized Muslims leaving Australia to join conflicts in Iraq and Syria would be 10 times the government's most recent estimates. Last month, authorities in Canberra said they'd issued arrest warrants for two Australian fighters with the Islamic State group, after one was pictured brandishing the severed heads of what appeared to be Syrian government soldiers. The image caused revulsion around the world and came as Canberra considers new laws that would make it easier for police to detain and prosecute suspected extremists and require Australians to justify their travel to overseas areas of conflict. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
Israel and the Palestinians have started another round of talks in Cairo aimed at crafting a lasting truce to end fighting in Gaza, but the warring sides do not appear close to reaching a deal. The negotiators met Sunday after 3 days off for consultations, but the current 5-day ceasefire expires at midnight Monday, giving them little time to mediate an agreement to end more than a month of Gaza warfare that has killed more than 2,000 people, most of them Palestinian civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet that any deal has to ensure Israeli security and an end to rocket attacks into Israel by Hamas militants in Gaza. He vowed to carry out more hard hits on Hamas if the ceasefire ends. Iran says it will accept monitoring of its nuclear program as called for in the Global Non-Proliferation Treaty, but not any inspections beyond that. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that any inspection beyond the legal framework of the treaty, in his words, would be a precedent against the interests of all developing countries. Mr. Rouhani made his comments as he met in Tehran with the visiting head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency, Yukiya Amano. August 25th is a deadline for Iran to provide information about its nuclear development program to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Protesters in Liberia attacked and looted a quarantine center for Ebola patients in the capital, Monrovia. Officials say a group of armed residents, mostly men armed with clubs, broke into the building Saturday, stealing items from the clinic that were likely infected by the virus. The French news agency quotes Liberian health workers saying that 20 patients who had all tested positive for Ebola either fled after the attack or were forcibly taken by family members. Ebola has killed more than 1,100 people in West Africa, including 413 in Liberia, the highest toll of any of the affected countries. Kenya announced over the weekend the closing of its borders to travelers from Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, the three countries hardest hit by the Ebola outbreak. The Ukrainian government says its forces captured a district police station in Luhansk after a fierce battle with pro-Russian separatists. Luhansk has been the scene of some of the heaviest fighting in recent weeks. Meanwhile, a column of armored vehicles led by pro-Russia rebels was reportedly spotted near the Russian border, carrying a surface-to-air missile system. It was headed west deeper into rebel-held territory. And the U.S. Justice Department announced it'll conduct a separate autopsy in the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a police officer in the Midwest state of Missouri last week. The shooting death of Michael Brown set off daily protests in Ferguson and demonstrations around the country. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.